Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for December 8th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Over the weekend, I read two stories revolving around Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her hesitancy to not only resist the Trump regime, but also her recent abandonment of working-class Michiganders. Bridge Michigan's Robin Erb released a story over the weekend explaining how health professionals, state lawmakers, and citizens are essentially pleading with Governor Whitmer to join a regional public health compact calling for the doubling down of Medicaid protections and for vaccine access for their states. This group of health advocates is begging with the Whitmer administration to spearhead this effort, which would be modeled after a similar compact consisting of 15 Democratic governors called the Governor's Health Alliance. Now, this alliance was formed as a response after the Trump regime and Elon Musk cut Medicaid funding, which was further damaged after Dear Leader signed the MAGA murder budget into law last summer. This coalition of health professionals, volunteers, state lawmakers, and citizens is calling on Whitmer to join other governors in ensuring vaccines are available and that millions of Americans could still rely on Medicaid to serve them. Remember now, before he left after cementing billions in government contracts and welfare for Tesla and SpaceX, Elon Musk led the effort to gut essential and life-changing health research being conducted at Michigan universities. Remember also how the Trump regime fired many health professionals, including the entire vaccine board at the Centers of Disease Control. Now, while Whitmer has endorsed the use and availability of vaccines, she hasn't exactly been on the forefront of opposing the regime's grotesque government and personal corruption. Because while supporting the right policy is one thing, the refusal to utilize the bully pulpit to push back against the daily harms the regime is causing working class Americans is inexcusable, and it is disqualifying for anyone claiming to be the leader of millions. I mean, not only did that Bridge Michigan story mention how Whitmer is refusing to engage in a daily battle with Dear Leader, unlike other Democratic governors, she's chosen to happily work with him while Rome burns. A Politico story from last week titled, "This 2028 Possibility is Trump's Favorite Democrat," illustrates how Big Gretch no longer wants to be Big Gretch and how she wants to be known as someone who works with an authoritarian regime. How nice. Sure, she complains how his tariffs are hurting her state here and there, but she's visited the White House three times, including the infamous moment when she covered her face with a binder as the press took pictures of her in the Oval Office. Now, she thought hiding would help, but it instead made her appear weak and made her appear like she was just showing up there to kiss the ring. And according to Politico, she's made amends for that moment by, well, no, not by apologizing to those who want her to stand up for the working class, but by autographing that picture and giving it to Dear Leader as they joked about that little incident. Oh, shucks. And to add to their sudden chumminess with one another, Michigan Advance's John King made a spot-on analysis last week with Whitmer's push for big tech's data centers. She's using the exact same language as Dear Leader Trump is using to push for these data centers. Whitmer even pressed the Michigan Public Service Commission, the state's regulatory board that consists of many of her appointees, to fast-track approval of a massive data center in Washtenaw County's Saline Township. What? That woman from Michigan is strangely on board with shelling out big corporate welfare to big tech, which has been giving big money to Dear Leader. And then, of course, there's that whole DTE angle, as Whitmer appears to be doing whatever possible to make the energy monopoly happy, since DTE stands to make a nice and handsome profit providing power to these energy and job-sucking data centers. You see, moments like these show people who they truly are and who they truly represent. Look, I'm all for working together on certain issues, like how the left and the right and independents are joining forces in opposing AI data centers. But Whitmer's acquiescence to a regime that is doing everything in its power to block the Epstein files, that's representing authoritarian tech bros, that's gutting Medicaid, that's blocking tax breaks for Obamacare subsidies that will affect all of us, and also for a regime that just recently rejected a proposal to help small businesses that were devastated by last year's ice storm in northern Michigan, is disqualifying for anyone thinking they could become president. Whitmer would not be a force for change. She's just simply representing more of the same. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.